There we go. I say the same thing every time I put it on the thing. The first thing I have to cut out is out of the seat, out of the recording is, here we go. I says, I wasn't going to say that today. I said in my mind, I am not going to say, here we go. But here we go. So, today, when we listen to the first reading, it is a great first reading. Because the very opening line is, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not, here is your God. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not, here is your God. So often when I'm dealing with people, you know, whether it's a mission, whether it's daily mass people, whether it's people that left the church a long time ago, say the same thing. Father, the church I grew up in, or what I heard when I went to church, was all about fear, how we need to be afraid of God. And so I kind of always done things, but I did it out of guilt, because I got that good Catholic guilt, which I hate, Father. And they have this, and so they walk around in guilt, and they walk around in fear of God. And that is so wrong, because we have to have fear of the Lord, right? Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But fear of the Lord is not being afraid of God. And if you're afraid of God, you're in sin. Because if you only love God, cut that. If you're afraid of God, and that's why you do what you do, who are you in love with? Yourself. You do it, you go all these things for God because you're afraid of going to hell. So ultimately, it's an act of selfishness, your worship. And it goes against the greatest commandment, that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. Right? So we got to make a distinction. The fear of God is not being afraid of God. The fear of God is this healthy respect that God is God and I am not. It's coming before God in such awe that when I'm in His presence, I am humbled, but I'm not afraid. Because how could we be afraid when the God of the universe says to us in the reading today, tell those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not, because why? Here is your God. So when we come into the very presence of God, He calls us not to be afraid. We're called to have fear of the Lord, respect for the Lord, awe in the presence of God, but not walking around He's afraid, because if you and I follow God for that reason, it's ultimately a selfish reason. We don't love God, we love ourselves, and we're only concerned about going to heaven. You know, and if that's what it takes, I'll do it. Now, of course, the teaching of the church throughout history has allowed that. That's been enough, right? There's two kinds of contrition. Perfect contrition, which is I'm sorry because I love God. Imperfect contrition is what? I'm sorry because I'm afraid to go to hell. Okay, if that's what you want to do, if that's where you want to be, who am I to stop you? If you want to walk around and being afraid of God for all your life, go for it. If you think that's where God's leading you, go for it. But I'm here to tell you, it's not. The God wants you and me to be in a love relationship with Him. He wants you and me to be in awe of Him, but to know that when I'm in the presence of my Father, He loves me more than anything else. He loves me so much that He would give up Jesus, His only Son, to save me. How can I be afraid of the God who gave up His only Son to save you and me? We need to come into God's presence with this gratitude in our hearts that You love me so much. Be afraid of punishment, yeah. And if I do things, He's not going to keep me going, okay, keep going, keep going. He's going to come and get you. But if He punishes you and me, it's because He loves us, right? And so we can be afraid of punishment, but not be afraid of God, okay? So the first thing we got to do when God's talking to us today is come to be, first, be strong. What's it mean to be strong? To be strong means that we're people that are surrendered to the Spirit of God, like I talked about at the beginning of this Mass. To be strong is a gift of the Holy Spirit. right? Because again, it says in Timothy, when Paul says to Timothy that we encourage you to receive this Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes us strong, loving, and wise. So the first thing the Spirit does is He makes us strong. So again, as I said in my reflection on the web today, it says the secret of being not afraid or having strength is a life surrendered to the Holy Spirit. And so the first thing you and I got to do is make sure our hearts and our lives are surrendered to the Spirit of God. That the Spirit is living through us. First thing, be strong. The way we're strong is we live in the Holy Spirit. The second thing is fear not. To fear not means that I have such an awesome trust in my Father. That's the only way not to be afraid is if trust replaces fear. And to trust somebody means that they're only going to do what's for my good. That no matter what, it's going to be okay. You know, so many people live in fear. They're afraid of tomorrow. They're afraid I don't have a job. They're afraid of I don't have the money. They're afraid of what if the Muslims come and kill us or the radical Muslims come and kill us. They're afraid of what if we have another war. What if Jesus comes back today and I'm not ready? And they live their life in fear. And yet God says, I don't want you to live in fear. And how do you combat fear? Trust. One of the greatest prayers I can say constantly, which I say it as a mantra, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Whenever you're feeling afraid, make an act of trust. Whenever you're feeling overwhelmed, make an act of trust. Jesus, I trust in you. Right now I'm afraid, but Jesus, this isn't about me, it's about you. Jesus, I trust in you. And you can't trust somebody if you're afraid of them, now can you? You know you can't. If I'm afraid you're going to hurt me, I'm not going to trust you. Because I'm going to think, well, if I'm bad, you're going to hurt me, so I'm not going to really trust you. You can be in awe of somebody. You can have great respect for somebody. And the best way to look at that is hopefully if you had a dad that loved you enough that could punish you. So if dad knew if you were bad, you were going to get a licking because he loved you. But you knew he was always there for your good. That he loved you more than he loved himself. That's the same with God our Father. God our Father loves us so much. He loves us more than he could love himself. How you can say that about God? I don't know. But God puts us in front of him. How? Look at the cross. He let himself, his son, die so he could live. That's a pretty big, powerful love for us. Huh? So whenever you and I are feeling afraid, Jesus, I trust in you. You know, some people don't get me, right? You know you don't. Some people just don't get me at all. Because if the only time your relationship with God is once a week at Mass, you're not going to get anything I say. Forget it. You're going to think I'm a complete nut. What has to happen is the third thing that says, be strong, fear not. Why? Because here is your God. If the only time you think that here is your God is on Sunday morning when you go to Mass, you're going to be afraid a lot. You're going to be weak a lot. You're going to be wondering what's happened tomorrow. But if you know here is your God when you're at work, when you're home in the middle of the night and you wake up afraid, when you're with your buddies, when you're with your friends, when you're on a plane, wherever you are, if you know that here is your God, no matter where you are, if God is part of your life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and not just part of your life 1 hour a week, then you can be strong. Then you can fear not, because you know you're never alone. You see the greatness of our God? He just doesn't come up there somewhere and says, okay, I'll come and pull you out of things. He says, I love you so much. I am Emmanuel. God is with us. No matter where we are. God is here. When you go out in the parking lot after Mass, God is here. When you're driving home, God is here. When you're sitting on a toilet, God is here. Can you imagine? Everywhere you are, God is. And if we can make that trust, that because of you, God, I'm strong. Because of you, God, I trust you. Because you are with me, I can do anything. I can face anything. Because I'm not alone. So God commands me today to say to you, tell those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.